Okay, another big topic, and it happened yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the Supreme Court blocking Joe Biden's vaccine or test mandate for businesses. Here to talk about it, of course, no better person than employment attorney extraordinaire John Bell, the Bell Law Group. We welcome John back to the airwaves here at LI News. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. How you doing?
Hanging in there. We spoke about this from the get-go. There is no way that they could have allowed this, especially with the insertion of OSHA getting involved. I thought it was a complete overstep of boundaries. They saw it that way. Not the case for the healthcare workers, but let's kind of go over things. Give me reaction and everything else of how these nine justices handled these cases. Go ahead, sir.
All right, well, first, I think I have some bragging rights here, because when you interviewed me on January 7th, I called it, I said, split decision. I said, private sector workers, 100 or more, federal government is overstepping their boundaries. And I said, with the healthcare workers, because they accept federal funding through Medicaid and Medicare relating to CMS, CMS does have a right to dictate the safety of employees and patients. And guess what, Jay? 100% correct. So, to be honest with you, this is not about people's feelings. This is not about, do they believe in the vaccine? They're against the vaccine. It's unfair. This is not about the state's authority. This is not about the local government's authority. This is about the federal government's authority to issue these types of mandates. And the Supreme Court nailed it. They got it right.
They did. And listen, I even said, you know, this president, you go back, you know, John, you know, forget the fact he's going to shut down the virus, never did. But, you know, I specifically remember back in 2020, right at the end of the year, regarding the vaccine. You know, he said it shouldn't be mandatory. He said he would not demand it to be mandatory. That's what he said. And months later, look what happened here. You know, trying to impose this invasive vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 or more employees. I applaud these individuals. I think it was 6-3 on the vote and everything else. But there was no question OSHA overstepped here. When you're trying to insert OSHA into this, you are overstepping. And listen, dangers in the workplace and everything else. That is a completely different deal, okay? This thing, no question. They had no choice but to vote the way they did.
Absolutely, Jay. And like I said before, you know, they do get involved. OSHA does get involved when there's a potential for grave injury in the workplace, such as asbestos, where an employee can go to work and they're exposed to asbestos. They're not exposed to the asbestos outside of work. So OSHA does can and has the authority to issue these types of mandates. But when you're discussing COVID and the fact that you can literally get it anywhere, it's not limited to the workplace, the Supreme Court, like you said, in a 6-3 decision, correctly held that OSHA and the federal government does not have the authority. Now, going to the healthcare workers, listen, at the end of the day, CMS can issue these types of mandates, and that's well established in the law. But the problem is, and again, this has nothing to do with, are you pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine? Has nothing to do with that. Even though they do have the authority, Jay, between me and you, the problem is the fact that people are seeking medical treatment now. They're getting sick. They need healthcare workers. And with this mandate, essentially, you're going to see a lot of people resigning or being fired from their position when we actually need healthcare workers. On the flip side, you don't want to go and get treated for a non-COVID-related condition and come out with COVID because your healthcare worker had it and passed it on to you. Now, what we've seen, the vaccine doesn't completely prevent somebody getting COVID and transmitting it to someone. However, it has been held to be somewhat effective. You are less likely to get COVID and transmit it. So, listen, I can see both sides of the coin, but it's not a matter of arguing the facts. It's a matter of arguing the authority to act under the law. That's what we're arguing. And just so everybody is clear, just because for private sector employers, they struck it down where the if an employer has 100 or more employees, there's no mandate. There's no mandate for testing. There's no mandate for the vaccine or mask wearing. That doesn't mean that you could ignore, like here in New York State, the state and local mandates. So, for example, in New York State, you still have to wear the masks. In New York City, you still have to be vaccinated. This had nothing to do with those mandates.
100%. 100%. By the way, on the healthcare vote, it was 5-4. And if you really want to break it down, it was Kavanaugh and Roberts, you know, siding with the liberal justices, you know. So, in essence, that's the way it goes. But you're right. I mean, you know, to me, when you impose this type of stuff, and even taking it a step further, if you're citing police and everything else, and you're furloughing those individuals, well, what about the residents trying to be safe? There's not enough police out there, okay? So, to me, these mandates really, really hurt the public in a big way. Public is the one that suffers here, okay? If there's not enough nursing to go around and help people in need, that's what happens, okay? Especially when you look at hospitalizations right now across this country at capacity in many a state, right? We know the COVID cases and everything else. Who's treating these people? And that's, you know, one of the biggest problems. I had a local nurse on a couple of days ago who told us that right now they have more work they can handle. There's not enough staff. And that hurts people coming in, you know. So it's a double-edged sword, you know, either way you look at things here. But the fact of the matter is, you know, they did the right thing as far as OSHA and everything else and the 100-employee deal. And listen, they stood behind the healthcare deal. So, you know, one and one, that's the way it went down. Then you had Biden pretty much, you know, citing the fact that, you know, he will take it upon himself now. He's called on businesses to kind of institute their own requirements, vaccination-wise. And he did note a third of Fortune 100 companies already have. Listen, here's the thing. It's all about trying to police yourselves here. And I've always said this. Mandates have an adverse effect on so many different avenues here. So, you know, what can I tell you? You know, the Supreme Court answered and everything else. So that's the way it goes. You know, they had to do what they did. But as far as this vote was concerned, they had to do it. But, you know, Biden's calling out the businesses to kind of police themselves.
You're 100% right. Like private sector employers, they're still free to issue mandates, regardless if your state has these mandates or not in effect. You could still issue your own mandate, and that will be upheld. So private sector employers can, in fact, require either weekly testing or vaccinations. And to your other point, you're right. It was a 6-3 decision and a 5-4 decision. Only on the healthcare one, we had a couple of the judges break party lines. Again, it's unfortunate sometimes that it comes to politics, but at the end of the day, I guess I wasn't expecting a 9-0 decision. At the end of the day, justice was served as far as if you're following the letter of the law.
John, last one, bonus question for you while I got you. As far as the jobless claims and everything else, what was it, 230,000? Or so, is that the latest number that came in over the last day or so?
Yes.
Yeah. Assess that for me. What do you think? There's a bit of an uptick here.
You know what? I don't know what to make of it at this point because we've been talking about this for 2.5 years and there seems to not be much consistency. I think just out on the street, I'm hearing less about employers complaining that they can't get employees, but I still think that employees have more power than they ever had in the employer-employee relationship, and they can still go and looking for a job, they could demand higher salaries, other types of benefits, just because it's still very difficult to get employees at this time.
Very, very difficult. So these numbers, you know, these numbers will fluctuate, and that's the way it's going to go. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So very interesting. John Bell, of course, belllg.com. Employment attorney, job expert, founder of the Great Bell Law Group. Check it out on that website. Valuable information. Sir, good stuff, and we look forward to the next time. How's that?
You're the best, Jay. I always appreciate these interviews. Thank you.